seen that happen several times. The fellow didn't want to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Pass him up.
All right, if you want to suggest that possibly in the future you could do that, how would you say that? Possibly in the future, you might say, well,
I will think over it and let you know, maybe, that I can do this in the near future.
Okay, would you ever say, I might could mean in the future? I might could do that?
Yeah, some you could use as that as well as just say the other. Answer, comment for the same thing, and I was part of that. Community, the way it's generally spoken.
All right, what about a small owl? What would you call a small owl? Maybe makes a funny little noise.
It's a little screech owl.
What about a larger one?
Well, there's what to call the old hooting owl, and then, let's see. That's the only kind of owl that has been around in this part of the country. You can read them, but all we've ever known is that. Old hooting owl and screech owl.
All right. And what about this little bird that goes around pecking on trees? What do you call him?
Woodpeckers.
And have you ever heard that called a peckerwood?
Yes, they call them redhead peckerwoods. They peck and hold in trees. Did you know, while we're talking on that, that they, a certain place in the United States, they done this mess, and they can't find none of them, and they want it? And I saw two here the other day. And you don't see them like you used to, and I didn't know that they was
disappearing. Gone.
They're disappearing, and I read it in the paper. But you call that the old that did that, they'd peck their hold out, and they would be, the male bird would be more red-headed than the female, but it always just said red-headed woodpecker.
Right, and have you ever heard a person called a peckerwood, jokingly maybe?
Yeah, I've heard that expression made. So he's just like an old redhead peckerwood.
Okay. And what kind of animal is this in the woods that's black and has a white stripe down and a bushy tail? A little animal, you know, when he runs around and people stay away from him in general. Because of the smell.
You have to give me time to think a little bit, lady.
What do you call him? A skunk or
it's a skunk and
you ever heard him called a polecat?
Yeah, there's a polecat and there's a skunk and now some people say there ain't no difference in those things. But we killed several on the property that we had when I was a boy and they all smelled near about the same thing where that goes, but there was some difference in about that striping thing being down his back and the other's not black as the other, but now, they were the same thing, the dogs that had done the killing in that hole and had punched them out. And several different occasions, we killed out some because they was eating up our chickens, getting them at night. And I've been seeing this thing time to time in the paper. Now, I don't know whether I understood all it right. Some people call them skunks and some call them polecats and things like that, but I do know that there was some difference in those things that they call those skunks and those things they call that polecat.
No.
Well, that polecat thing, I'm going to tell you, that's awful. It was awful.
All right. Well, have you got a word for, say, several different kinds of animals that might be harmful on the farm? Rats, mice, things that might kill chickens? If you got a word to mean, something got into the animals last night, some kind of...
Some kind of wolf or a fox or something other got in and killed the chickens. Maybe if it's killed a calf or something like that, you'd say it's a wild dog or you'd say it's a wolf and things like that.
Would you ever use the word varmint? Some kind of varmint?
Some kind of varmint, yes, and that's quite used because there used to be catamounts in this country and there used to be wildcats in this country and there used to be bobcats in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people tell you there's no difference in them, but there's quite a difference in a catamount, there's quite a difference in a bobcat, and there's quite a difference in a wildcat.
Well, I'm glad
that bobcat has got a short tail.
Yeah.
He's born that way.